you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
A minute. Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Friday, comedian John Reap later on this morning going to phone the program. John's at the Funny Bone tonight and tomorrow night. And Nick is in Salina, Kansas tonight.
Yes, at the Paramount in Salina tonight and Bailey's Local in Eagle, Nebraska tomorrow night.
There's your entertainment choices for the weekend. Go see John Reap or Nicky Allen. Or both.
You can do that.
You're with the banker. Yeah. You're with the banker tonight, right?
Tonight, yeah.
Sober banker.
He was surprised by how far Salina was from the
did he really?
He's like, that's a couple hours. He calls. He's like, that's like 3 hours away.
I'm yeah.
Like, yeah. it is.
Right. When you're driving them, he's a Midwestern boy. He knows how far things are. You know?
So you guys are carpooling, right? Yeah. Right.
No, because he's coming from, you know, Grand Island or wherever he is. Yeah.
And that's how that is pronounced, Grand Island, by the way. And what Todd always say about that community, Todd?
It is neither grand nor an island.
He's right about that.
And I borrowed that from Mark Gross. Right. Reap's tweeting out the wrong telephone number for people to call us.
Why do you want people to call us?
Oh, just to tell him how funny he is.
Oh, he is funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't need to hear that.
Oh, we love John Reap. Wish he could be in the studio, but jackasses don't want vaccines. I mean, no, John's vaccinated, by the way. It's not him. It's not him. It's our company.
He may be a jackass, but not for that reason.
Not for that reason. It's our company.
Kendrick Lamar teaming up with South Park co-creators Matt Stone and Trey Parker to produce a live-action comedy for Paramount Pictures. The film will follow a young black man who interns as a slave reenactor at a museum and discovers his white girlfriend's ancestors once owned his.
Whoa. Is that animated?
Live action comedy.
I didn't hear you say live action. I'm sorry. Whoa, that's a crazy premise, but I love it.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Yeah.
When's the last time they put out a live action movie? Is basketball the only one?
Yep, and you love basketball.
I do.
That I can think of. No, the was oh, the they world others, police them, they? But you know, that was animated.
That's puppets.
Yeah, those were puppets.
Yeah. That's puppets, yeah.
Yeah, everything else has been animated that I can think of.
Well, if they're behind it, it's going to be funny. Those guys are very talented, obviously.
I'm kind of surprised they never did a Book of Mormon movie.
It would be a musical.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. I'm sure that's in the works.
Oh, you're forgetting 1997's Orgasmo.
Oh, yeah.
That was live action.
It was, okay.
And NC-17.
Didn't see that.
Didn't see Orgasmo.
Where can we see Orgasmo?
I have no idea.
Give me a couple minutes.
right here?
We got time.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen that either.
We'll work one up.
I want to see the movie.
I probably think about basketball probably a couple times a week at least.
You know, it strikes me that you seem to have a running tally on how often you think about things.
Sandwiches.
It's easy because I have basketball. Like six thoughts.
Not difficult to keep track of them.
No. Like, oh, there's that one again. Like, basketball was funny.
There's basketball. There's rodeo burgers.
Yeah. That one burrito. Oh, yeah, that once one a year. Burrito. That's once a year. Yeah, I remember
it's
that
a power
one.
Bill. Right. Yep.
That's four. We'll get the other two before the day's over.
Nick's top six thoughts.
Yeah.
Coming up.
Only
think about
six, yeah.
Something Paul Stanley said.
Oh, that's right.
I'm going to say anything Kiss.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's probably six, seven things. They branch off, like just Kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's 100 different things you think about Kiss.
Yeah, but there's only one sandwich you think about. Yeah.
There'd be maybe six branches of things you think about, but from there you branch out. You
yeah.
think about all things basketball, all things Kiss. You got to give yourself more credit.
Kiss.
You have six headings, but you have a lot of subheadings of
no,
which you
he
think
was right.
about.
About six things.
Yeah, I don't think the branches go up.
And how many do you really need?
Down.
Yeah.
You know, how many do you need?
Oh, apparently more than I have.
Nah, keep it simple.
The Kansas House Democrats are tweeting, and they are saying that legalizing marijuana, this is part of the tweet, legalizing marijuana has been the top issue among constituents for approximately 7 years.
Yeah,
it is past time for the Kansas legislature to take action. Kansas is one of four states where marijuana remains fully illegal. It's 2021. This is unacceptable. This tweet coming from the House Democratic leader, Representative Tom Sawyer.
Nice.
Oh, you planned that.
You think?
He walks into the House chamber with this.
He does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's for weed, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
The air guitar's on the way in, too.
Though his mind is not for them.
Please welcome Tom Sawyer.
His reserve of quiet defense. Writing out the
So, what are the other four states where it's totally illegal? It says us.
Okay, now then, what he is counting.
What's totally illegal?
It's Nebraska's decriminalized.
Idaho.
Yeah, but that's a good point.
Idaho's one of them. Nebraska's one of them.
Yeah.
Wyoming.
And Kansas.
And, it's Wyoming, Idaho, Kansas, and South Carolina. Now, they're also counting Nebraska as decriminalized, we've heard before.
It's still not legal.
Well, but they're counting decriminalized not illegal.
Still not giving Nebraska any credit. We suck.
And
this
they're
state
also
sucks.
And in that map, they're also throwing in CBD only being legal.
Yeah, which
so that hardly counts.
Yeah, it doesn't
as
count.
Well. So if you know you get
yeah,
the,
but Kansas is going to go right to.
Yeah, we'll see.
Well,
we'll gonna, see what they actually
they'll get,
do.
They'll get medical before we do. They got Democrats down there. They have a Democratic governor. Who thinks this is cool? At least medical. We're never going to have a Democratic governor, you know?
We can hope. Since that's what we do.
Right.
And, you know, we have griped about this, or we have griped about this, about how the squeaky wheel and the grease, that most people are vaccinated.
Right. Well, no, it's not true. Most are, over 50%.
Yeah, so that's, most people are vaccinated.
40% in this city are not.
Most people are vaccinated, but what do you hear about?
I know.
You hear about the little bitches that don't want to get vaccinated.
That's exactly what they are, too.
Well, now, like headlines are like the Mayo Clinic just fired,
good for them.
700 people or
right.
something.
Yeah.
But they that sounds like, but they have like
10,000.
They have thousands of people.
Yeah,
that
was a story in New York City, too, because they the city workers.
Like tens of thousands.
Yeah, there's like thousands of city workers and like 400 were fired. And you got to put that in context more.
Right. Put the percentage in the headline.
Right, fire those people.
Now, the reason I bring this up is because students now are coming out and expressing frustration and worry about being forced back into classrooms with minimal protections. And they are going on strike in some places across the country.
They walked out a couple schools, right?
Yeah. I mean,
because teachers
the other side has to stand up and be as much of an ass.
Thank you.
As those freaks that won't get a damn vaccination.
Thank you.
Or as
and we
Fox
are being,
News.
We are, Craig, you and I are, we're all passionate, but you and I are really passionate about this because it's a personal thing. And I mean,
yes.
It's personal with everybody here. We're all vaccinated. I don't mean, it's nothing to do with my dad. It's just personal with me because I get mad that I'm forced to be around people like that.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. Kids around the country, and there's places around the country where they're walking out, they're having petitions, they're right. saying, look, we can't do this. The adults are making stupid rules.
Right.
Thanks to money is what they're concerned about. Yeah,
yeah. These high school kids, college kids?
Yeah.
They're high school kids.
Yes, high school kids.
Walking out, yeah.
And if you don't open the schools, according to Fox News, and they have a whole series of this now, failing our children.
Yeah, whatever. You're
and
failing.
It's all about
Fox News fails the children.
Not opening schools.
I thought they normally hated public schools.
They do.
Well, they do, because they're failing our children.
And so what happens is the other side, the vaccinated, those of us who just say, yeah, we need to get vaccinated. Right. We've got to stand up and say, you guys are freaks. Yeah.
That's why I get mad when I know people that are vaccinated but take the approach, well, I'm vaccinated, but if they can do what they want. No, I get more mad at those people. So, no, they can't do what they want. They should be vaccinated.
I laugh at the manly men who say that they can't breathe through a mask.
Right.
Manly men that don't have the lung power of women and children.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so tough, I can beat a virus, but I can't breathe through a mask.
Right. Yeah.
Wuss.
Pussies.
Hey.
2 years, by the way. 2 years in March.
It's an endless slog.
Because of the anti-vaxxers. That's why.
Out of backpacker.com, Dutch Pharaoh was jogging on a trail near California's Pyramid Lake, filming scenery. He spotted something coming out of the brush in his peripheral vision. He said it didn't take long to snap into reality. It was a effing cougar.
Oh,
he said.
Yeah. Not the cool kind?
The cat form?
Google effing cougar.
Yeah.
I do all the time.
He said it was focused on him. He didn't know whether he was a meal or a threat to the cubs. He said at first he ran faster from the animal, but he said the animal continued to approach. And so he changed his tack. He said, with only seconds to react, he said he resorted to his primal instincts. He turned around and charged a few steps before towards the animal and let out a roar.
That's ballsy.
He said it worked. The lion turned around and ran away.
She went, roar.
Turned around and ran at it.
Right, you got to run. You probably got to raise your hand.
Doesn't the lion know that's not a real roar? Because we don't really sound like...
No.
Roar!
What do you mean a real roar? It is a real roar.
Yeah, but not as loud as a lion would do it.
Loud isn't the point.
Right.
The thing just knows that you are upset.
So I pulled into... speaking of...
hold on. For the record.
I had to face an animal this morning. I'll tell you in a second here.
Do not charge a cougar.
No.
Is what they're saying.
No. Right.
Experts advise against that.
Right. They
he
say...
He was lucky.
Yeah, they don't suggest people move toward or chase lions. They advise backing away slowly and still making yourself look large, but don't charge the cougar like
Although
this guy
I
did.
I have heard that if you don't want to get the vaccine, the best way to prevent COVID is to charge a cougar.
Okay.
If you get a chance, charge a cougar.
I guess I did read that all over.
And, you won't get the COVID.
There's a dumb pigeon sitting right beside your car, Craig, in my parking spot today.
In your parking spot?
That's my spot.
I understand.
I pull in right beside you, and I'm the last guy to get here besides Nick. And there's a pigeon just sitting there. So I come around the corner, and I think I'm not going to hit the pigeon. You know, I don't run over animals if I can help it. So I sit there, and I just slowly creep forward, and I realize this thing ain't flying out. So I put it reverse, go back. He's just still sitting there. Looking at me.
Did you roar? What?
So, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Time to
roar. I went over and pooped on him. Like, that's what they do. Did it again. Didn't see anything fly out. I said, you know what? This thing's going to roll under a tire. This is how dumb this pigeon is.
Mm-hmm.
So I waited and waited and went back in, hit my horn, because my horn works, Nick, and didn't move. I'm saying, this pigeon is either deaf, dumb, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Finally pulled up, just slowly creeping, inch. It finally flies out of there. What a dumb pigeon.
Wow, he was wanting to fight.
I know.
Yeah. He was wanting to take
you on.
He is comfortable around
He's
vehicles.
He's lucky, you know, I was a nice guy. Most people just go in there and just take out that pigeon.
He's waiting for you.
I'm thinking so.
He's probably dumping all over your car now.
Yeah, what is the name of the ass pigeon we got warned about years ago?
Dave?
Dave.
Yeah, Dave. Yeah. It must have been Dave.
See, I thought it was the other way around. I thought Dave was the good one, and all the rest of them were asses.
I forgot the original email we got from that lady. She works in the building. I think I actually met her. She said hi a few times.
The white ones were bad.
I thought the one pigeon Dave was cool.
I thought she said Dave's an ass. No, she said Dave's an ass. The rest are uncool. I forgot.
I thought Dave was cool. The rest of them were asses.
That might have been right.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Dave was the ass. Yeah. The rest of them were all right.
Either way, they're all very sizable.
I'm not charging a pigeon. I don't got that ball. I don't got balls to charge a
pigeon.
They've
been cooing a lot out there recently.
It's totally weird.
They're trying to mate.
Right. I think I'm vaguely curious as to why she named it.
I had a big turd on my windshield the other day too.
Ooh,
yeah.
Nick?
No, Todd.
Wasn't me.
Todd was on the roof when I got out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was hanging.
I like to drop one from the floor above.
I recognize that ass through a beams anywhere.
It's just fun.
Yeah.
I finally saw those hotel rooms you guys were talking about. And on the way, when driving up here, like with the lights on, that has to be extremely annoying. Unless your curtains are like completely closed
in that room. Right,
just, you know, headlights, 5:30 of the morning. Yep. Hey.
Every time I come up and go down, I look in there and go, am I going to see something cool?
Yeah.
No. Nothing.
I want to rent that same room, go up there and pull my pants down so you see me some morning.
Well, some mornings I have, like, leaving here, I'll go down the ramp and I'll see somebody move and I'll go, oh, cleaning crew. Damn it.
Take your top off.
Son of a.
Yeah, plus stays here later, too. You would have time to go.
I know. Rent the room. Get up there, take my pants off. It'd be worth a bit.
I would respect you for the rest of your days if you did that. Just standing by the window, full Donald Ducking it, waiting for me.
I think that would be the best.
I'd get
pressed up against the window.
Full chub, yep. too. I'd work one up for you, too.
There you go.
It's wave as he's driving by.
I don't know if the windows are close enough to see that.
Helmet up.
Helmet, of course.
Yep. Yeah.
We don't know when you leave, though.
You just got to wait.
I'll wait.
You know, a general window. Yeah. You just have to stand there and... Be ready.
By the time I check in, get up there, take my pants off, and work one up, you know, it'd be about the time you leave.
Yeah, you'll have another hour here.
Yeah, and there'll be about a half a dozen cars that pass by that aren't him, and you're arrested.
He's in the privacy of his own room.
Yeah. Going to jail.
He can go to town in his own room, you'd think.
You could coordinate it with somebody who is in the office here. Like, let me know when Puss is leaving.
Yeah, so I can take my pants off.
Silver Duck quacks at midnight. He's coming.
I suppose you could just go to town in front of your hotel room and claim ignorance. I didn't know anybody could see me.
People do it in Vegas all the time.
Well, I want to know this because they, the Stir Concert Cove here in our city is the stage is right in front of a big hotel. And there's been a lot of people over the years have seen people just open it up and stand there naked for the hell of it.
Banging up against the window.
Right, right. And I wonder if anybody's ever been busted for that. Because you're right. It's your own room.
I think what helps you there is the fact that most of those concerts are at night. And if the hotel room is lit, it's back. So it's the light is behind you. You can just see shadows.
I'm talking about the curtain open, though.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know, but with the shadows open, dark outside, light in the room, you can't make out a lot of details. It's just shadows. Yeah. You could tell what they're doing.
I saw Hanson's going to be there in August, Puss. I know you'll be up there naked. Yeah, yeah.
So just opening the curtain and pleasuring himself to that entire concert. Can you hear the music from those rooms?
Never had a room where the show was going on, but you can, yeah.
I'm sure you can. Yeah.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hackers from North Korea have reportedly stolen about $400 million in cryptocurrency in the last year. That was one of the most successful years on record for North Korean hackers.
That is a good year.
Absolutely.
It's also a minor league baseball team, well, the North Korean hackers. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's how North Korea gets their money.
Right.
They have very few other ways of getting money, yeah. So they have to steal it.
And there's no way to trace that, is there?
Not usually, but apparently, well, they figured it out. They did trace it.
Somebody hacks into your crypto, how are you getting it back?
I assume that's a question for the audience and not for me.
There's a guy, we talked about this guy years ago, and I saw he's still trying to do this. I clicked on the article, because there was a paywall there, so I couldn't read the whole thing. But remember the guy that lost the thumb drive with $1 million of crypto in there?
Yeah.
In a landfill, remember?
Yeah. He wanted to hire people to go dig through the garbage.
He's still fighting that landfill.
That's still going.
He's still fighting that landfill to be able to do this. And he would do it, you know, inch by inch, foot by foot, and do it because it's worth a lot of money. I mean, more than $1 million.
I was going to say, if
hundreds
it's only,
of millions of dollars.
Hundreds of millions.
Hundreds of millions of dollars, yeah. I'm sorry, it's a lot.
And you've got to burn through that just paying people to go dig through garbage. No,
that's what they're doing.
No, it's hundreds of millions of dollars, you're right.
That's what he's doing. Right. His name is James Howells.
Okay.
He's an IT engineer, and he threw away this old hard drive, that contained 7,500 bitcoins.
Man. And they're like, what, 50 grand?
Back in 2013.
They're about 43 right now.
They're 40 now. They were probably a lot more back then.
No, in 2013, they were
nothing.
Almost nothing.
Okay.
Almost nothing.
$43,000 probably right now. I got it right here.
That's $322.5 million.
Yep.
Right.
Talk about recurring thoughts. That's all you would think about.
Yep.
He has a 12-month plan.
Over top of the sandwiches and basketball, right.
I wonder where that hard drive is.
He's got a 12-month plan to search the city landfill using X-ray scanning devices and AI technology.
Why don't they just let him do it?
They don't want to let him do it. They said the cost of digging up the landfill, storing, and treating the waste could run into millions of pounds or dollars without any guarantee of either finding it or it still being in working order.
God knows excavation is not possible
under our licensing permit. Excavation itself would have a huge environmental impact on the surrounding area.
Yeah, I can see that there.
Now, he offered them $76 million to do this.
But
they say that there's between 300 and 400,000 tons of waste to look through.
Yeah, it's 42,226 right now, Puss. So you're right.
It's about $300 million or so.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess you'd think that if you go through the landfill and start digging around, you're going to let the stank out, and the people around are going to probably be pissed.
Yeah, they've got an AI scanning device that would be trained to recognize items that are a similar size and density to that hard drive. You can't just use a claw grabber, he says.
And then every seagull in the world would get word.
Oh, yeah.
That this guy's digging up the landfill.
Party!
Yeah.
So he's still going back and forth with the city to try and get the okie dokie.
It's a thumb drive.
No, it's a hard drive. It's an old hard drive that was in a computer.
So it's a little bigger.
Still, it's probably about the size of your phone, maybe.
You're right.
Yeah, but what if it got rained on or it was in, you know.
He says that liquid. He has people that say that they can get it. That they can work with.
They can recover it.
Yeah.
Nick, you wouldn't. That'd be your single thought.
Oh, yeah.
It may be mine, too, for that matter. And then a sandwich once in a while.
I think most
guys
in his instance, that would be the single thought.
Good.
Oh, yeah. That's your friends, how you doing? No, just thinking about that hard drive again.
Right. Then you get halfway there and wonder if he closed his garage door.
Yeah. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.